Ladies and gentlemen, Project Sisyphus proudly presents An Evening with Spaff and Company. Starring in the live Good Time Tonight Funkian Review Show. With your hosts, Luke Ski and Carrie Dalby.
Everything's awesome.
Everything's awesome. Just take a look around you.
You just can't go wrong.
Everything's awesome. The possibilities may astound you.
That's right. Let's hear it once again for our astounding house band, Wind Guard and the Oscar Possibilities.
Aren't they great?
Thank you, thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another fun-filled show. We have a lot of great stuff for you this week. First off, we'll have our resident storytellers, the Robert Brothers, London Balder, come on out and tell us the tall tale of Eric's coal mine.
And then it will be off to the kitchen to cook up some fan cuisine with our resident chef, Diver Spass.
Tonight he'll show us how to make frozen dessert treats for all your emo teens, some delicious gothsicles.
After that, he'll whip up a power salad with some hot waffles and soggy potato chips.
Throw in some toast for me.
And some bacon.
After that, it'll be time for everybody's favorite chimpanzee pirate, so gather the kiddies around the TV for a visit with Sea Monkey.
He'll be showing the kids what he's got in his magical shoebox. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
Then we'll go to our political corner with folk musician Tom Smith. He has a new ditty in which he compares our modern-day politicians to a certain barnyard animal. And I think you'll all be surprised which one it is.
Is it a pig?
Yes.
Wow, I never would have guessed. That.
You just... Then we'll have a news report from Bob Ricci.
A business report from Raymond Scum.
A weather report from Paul Storm.
A science report from Dr. J. Particle.
An art report from Mr. Schlosser.
He said, she said with Carl and Carla.
And to close out, we'll have that big singing group with the positive attitude, the Flibberty Gibbet Bards, and their new hit song, Working in the Rest of the References. Now, doesn't that sound like a great show? Carrie, what's wrong?
I'm sad.
Well, that's not right. Can't you see what a great show we have tonight?
It's just that, how am I supposed to enjoy this high-quality network television variety programming when there's so much strife on the other side of the world?
Well, like what?
Like the Iraqis and Iranians. The Sunnis and the Shiites, the noble houses who control all the melange, not to mention the sandworm attacks.
Carrie, you're confusing reality with the novel Dune again.
Women are dumb.
Well, there are many different factions out there, and their main problem seems to be that they can't come to realize that while they do have differences, they also have many things in common, and in finding those commonalities, they can grow to understand each other and put an end to their conflicts.
But where can they all find these commonalities?
They can find them if they would all just read from The Good Book.
You mean The Good Book by Frank Herbert?
Why, of course not, you lovable dingbat. I'm talking about The Good Book by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Wow, can we sing about it?
I thought you'd never make an obvious song cue.
I'm a Middle East country.
I'm a Middle Earth mountain troll.
I've got sunshine, deserts, and burkas.
I'm horrific, but my wits are kind of dull.
My name is something Stan.
I swallow hobbits whole.
I'm a Middle East country.
I'm a Middle Earth mountain troll.
I'm a little explosive.
I put dwarves on my Quaker oats.
I'm a little ultra religious.
I'm a little bit gruff with billy goats.
I'm disconcertingly real.
I might be fictional.
I'm a Middle East country.
I'm a Middle Earth mountain troll.
I offer camel sand and Muslims and crude oil and rich supplies.
If I stay out till the sun comes up, then I turn to stone and die.
I'm moving slowly to secular control.
I bash those freaking wood elves with a club like a whack-a-mole. Like me, you're poor as dirt.
Or rolling in the dough. I'm a Middle East country.
I'm a Middle Earth mountain troll.
I may have mostly flat topography, but my crescent is fertile.
I got a job at Hot Dwarf on a stick, just to dress in style.
My people love me, by reflex or by force.
I barbecued my in-laws, so my wife filed for divorce.
I'm arid and I'm extra dry.
Not me, I've got B.O.
I'm a Middle East country.
I'm a Middle Earth.
Gone take you all and be stoned.
Who was that?
My ex.
Oh.
You're a Middle East country. And I'm a Middle Earth mountain troll.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back.
Up next, our guest MC, Lars, interviews international fashion guru Joko, who will announce this year's winner of the title, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Stay tuned.